Welcome to Shomach Shovah Nadav Shir's Elui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zev ben Tzvi HaLevi, Zeche Tzak Livrocho, who was Nifter this week. We're holding in Menoches Daf Tezvov. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Beis, explains the Shita of Rabbanon, that the Pigul of Behemoth does not affect the Nesachim, because Odom may be Zivchoy Hayoim in Nesachov Ad Asar Yomim. The Nesachim doesn't have to come together with the Zevach, it can come afterwards. And the mashuos of the Gemara is that you can come, even the chatchila, you can bring the nesachim later. This Gemara leads us to a beautiful discussion regarding something which is very negia halacha l'maisa. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph says, "Kol koire kriyashra beloy tefillin keilu meid eduz sheker be'atzmoy." Someone who says Shema without wearing tefillin. So as if he's saying Eidu Sheker, because he says in Shema, Kshatim lo yisal yodecho, v'yutu tefoiz be'inecho, and he's not wearing tefillin. Kedilas the Gemara says, Omom chiyah ba'abu ma'bi yichanon, ki'ilu yikriv oylo b'loy mincho, v'zevach b'loy nesachim. It's as if someone is bringing a korban without nesachim. He's not doing it in a complete way. It's like a korban who's missing the nesachim. And also the person says, kriyash without tefillin is missing the tefillin. The poskim have a discussion. Is it okay for a person to say Shema before he puts on tefillin? For example, if he sees his man Kriyishma is going to be, he's going to miss my Kriyishma with a minion. He wants to say Shema before. Can he say Shema without wearing tefillin? Or you have the problem in the Gemara that says anybody who says Shema below tefillin is a problem. Could you say Shema without tefillin or not? They want to say it depends on the machlekes that's brought down, Shulchan Aruch, the machlekes of the Ramon, the Marashal. If one should say in the beginning of davening Shema Yisrael, should he say it or not? Because Mitzadechad it says the Ramon says to say it, because if not, maybe he's going to miss Ban Kriyishma. But Marashal says don't say it, you're not wearing tefillin. So the points can discuss it. It's brought down in the Sefer Emek Yehoshua Achron. He brings in the name of the Chozem in Lublin. That he said, you could say Shema without tefillin, put on tefillin later. How do we know that? From our Gemara. Because the Gemara in Brachas compares someone who says Shema without tefillin like someone who brings a Zevach without Nesachim. But our Gemara tells us you can bring Nesachim 10 days later. So as long as you bring the Nesachim, you're fine. So also here, when the Gemara tells us that a person has to say Shema without tefillin means that he must put tefillin that day. If he puts tefillin, doesn't put tefillin that day, so that's the problem, like Zevach without Nesachim. But if he's going to put tefillin later that same day, that should be fine. Like bringing the Nesachim after you bring the Zevach. And he says many tzaddiki adoris agree to that. Then there's another sefer called Levushi Mordechai in Chelek Lisoy or Chaim Siman A that he brings from the sefer Likutei Minhagim b'shem kama gedoyim v'tzaddikim shenagu ken. And so he brings the name of Shulchan Aruch Rav. And there's another raya to this because Rashi in Parshas Bolak b'midbar perek chav gimel pasuk chav dalet on the pasuk heim am kelovi yakum. So it says Rashi, "Keshem oimdi mishenosom," when they wake up from their sleep, shachis hemizgabrin kelovi uke ori, they get up like a lion, lachtoiv esamitzus to do mitzus. What is it? Lilvoish talis, wear a talis. Likros es shema ulaniach tefillin. First it says shema, then tefillin. Why shema before tefillin? You should put tefillin before shema. Elama, you want to tell me that there's no problem to say shema without tefillin? Because say shema first. And the Sefer Beis Yitzchok, or Chaim Siman Yud Zayim, he adds to it that maybe it's even better to say Shema before the Tefillin. Because the Shema, you have it day and night. Tefillin is only Zman HaBayayim and not on Shabbos. So Yimele, it's Tadir. The Shema is more Tadir than Tefillin. So Shema should be said before you put on Tefillin. Just to mention that the Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuva Sefer, Ahelef Lecha Shlomo, or Chayin Simen Shinun Dalet, he says you can't bring a raya from our Gemara, the Nesachim you can bring later. Because Nesachim has nothing to do with the korban. Just when a person brings a korban, he needs to bring Nesachim as well. So you can bring Nesachim also afterwards. But tefillin, really the Iker Adin is to wear tefillin the entire day. Not supposed to wear tefillin only when you're davening. Iker Adin tefillin, the person needs to be loivish tefillin the whole day. So a person is not wearing tefillin now, but he's going to wear tefillin a few minutes later. So he's putting in tefillin for a few minutes later, but he's not putting tefillin for now. So yes, we put in tefillin only during davening. But during davening, you should have tefillin the entire davening. And putting in tefillin later does not help you for the fact that he didn't have tefillin when he said Kriyishma originally, so he argues. One last scene we'll mention over here is Ruhun Margolios and his Sefer Nevesh Chaya and Simon Chofei and Siv Beis. There is Medayek from Sefer Hazoya, the reason why a person should not daven without tefillin. Because people will think that he doesn't believe in tefillin. He says, it's similar to someone who goes behind the shul when people, the tzibur is davening. So people will say he doesn't want to join the minyan. But if there's another shul in town, then there's no issue. Because you could say maybe he's davening the other shul. So a person davens and he doesn't have tefillin, so then really it looks like he's not going to put on tefillin because he's already davening. But Kriya Shema, everybody knows you can say Kriya Shema again. So the fact you don't put Kriya Shema, you don't have tefillin when you wait and say Kriya Shema the first time, as long as when you say the second time you'll be fine, it's not an issue that people will think that he doesn't believe in tefillin. And then he points out that Rashi Bamidbar maybe wants to say it's not such a good rayo, but a fascinating discussion which is based on our Gemara, can the Sachib come after the Korban? Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.